Now, I noticed that there weren't any crickets in Felicity's basket, but I've heard they're the latest food fad. Chris, are you ready for the next part of the show?
Well, I'm not so sure, actually, because sitting to my right is Dan Stott. He's the co-founder of the Sussex-based startup Bug Boys. Now, Dan, normally when we get someone behind a microphone, we do a sound check with them, and it's customary to ask them, what did you have for breakfast? But that's actually appropriate to the programme this week. So what did you have for breakfast?
So I had a porridge with mealworms sprinkled on top this morning.
Mealworms.
Yep,
so you
mealworms.
Really do eat insects. You put your money where your mouth is,
yep,
quite literally.
I believe it's good health.
What is all this business about eating insects, though? Where does all this come from? What's the rationale for doing this?
So basically, we should eat insects for several reasons. Firstly, they're really good for our health. They're very high in protein, comparable to some of the highest protein powders in the market. However, insects are much better for us because they contain high amounts of vitamins, minerals, and omegas. And more recently discovered prebiotics, which are great for our gut bacteria. So for health reasons alone, we should be eating them.
I mean, also, is this a valid alternative to me eating meat, though?
Yeah, so basically, over a span of a year, if a family of four ate one meal a week with insects instead of meat, they would save the Earth 650,000 litres of water.
And where do we get these insects from? What sort of insects are you talking about encouraging people to eat? And are they sustainable to produce?
At the moment, we're mainly talking about crickets, mealworms and grasshoppers. They're the main ones that we know most about the nutritional profile of. In terms of the sustainability side of things, there's lots of aspects. You need hardly any space to produce them, a little water, little feed for them. All you need is heat. And eventually you want to link these farms up with places that are wasting heat.
You've brought in quite a good collection to show us. Would you like to get me to eat some of this?
Yes, please.
I've never tried eating any of this. I saw a street market in Beijing where they were selling things a bit like this, mm-hmm, and I eschewed the opportunity at the time. So what should we start with?
So I think we'll start off with an introductory. I've made sort of a protein ball with some sort of dates and nuts, and then there's about 10% in one of them and 20% cricket flour.
This is ground up crickets. To make a flour.
100%, and then it makes more of a powder substance.
Oh, that's delicious. Tell you what I've got here, actually, to help this go down well. Because also, we've got some beer. Now, we don't normally drink on air, but this is special beer. Been sent to Felicity this week, so I'll just crack into one of these to help wash us down. Hold on. Would you like to try one of these?
Yeah, I'd love to.
I have a beer. I've got one here.
That's
for
beer pairing.
Alison's here as well, so give one to her. There you go. Have a beer. Right, cheers, everybody. I'm going to give this a try. Okay, Mark's out of 10 for the beer.
I'd say a 9.
Yeah, definitely a 9.
I think that's a 9. Do you know what that's made with? This is beer brewed with the throwaway bread, stuff that would have gone in the bin, and actually it's been used to make beer. And we'll find out more about that sort of thing in a second. What else can you tempt me with, Dan?
I've got some whole insects here.
Can we eat those?
Yeah, we can.
I'm feeling daring now. I've gone to the 10% level. I feel I can push the boat out a bit.
So these small ones are buffalo worms.
Okay.
These naturally eat plants and grains.
Actually, so they're dried, aren't they?
So these are dehydrated, yeah.
They're actually very nice. I'm having several handfuls of them. How do I describe it? It's crunchy. It tastes a bit like I'm chewing on a stick. It's a bit of a woody flavour. It's not unpleasant at all, actually. There's something bigger on the plate. What's the larger option?
The grasshoppers, slightly larger than the other insects, but...
They're almost the size of my finger, and it's got all its head and everything. Someone's luckily removed most of the legs, because that wouldn't be too nice. You want me to eat the whole thing?
Yep,
that's
whole thing,
pretty
please.
Big.
It's pretty big.
It doesn't look so nice. Actually, if I just shut my eyes and I didn't see it, I would say that's extremely tasty. It just looks a bit off-putting. But
yeah,
once you get past the sort of visual thing...
It's that initial barrier at first.
I think we should ask Alison to have a go as well.
I'm definitely going to try a cricket.
I think you should do one of those big grasshoppers.
Really?
Yeah,
I'll start with a cricket.
Go on then.
It is. It's very good. It's like you can imagine it as a cracker, I think. Kind of
with crackers.
Yeah.
With cheese. Dan Scott, he's a student actually at Brighton University where he's studying geology, but he is one of the co-founders of Bug Boys, and you can find out more about what they do on the internet.